Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. I love you, 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 and I'm so happy to be here with you this morning. I spent my entire day yesterday shooting a film, having the time of my life, screaming and having seizures and scaring people and being scared, and wow, did I need that. I'm crazy, right? Can you hear how crazy I am? But wow, it was so good to be back and be challenged and get into this wonderful, weird, bizarre character. You know, I've missed that. Again, been very blessed that I've had a show that ran for 3 years and steady income that has helped me in a myriad of ways. But boy, nothing like getting your chops in doing what you really love to do. I want you to press 1 now if you want to talk to the channel. Press 1 now, unless you've already pressed it. That'll take you out of there again. So press 1 now. And wow, what a webinar. Dr. Brodici was in full form, I'm telling you. If you want to know anything about weight loss, weight creation, you know, things that affect you, the easiest things that you can do, you know, to start really creating the weight you want, probably the biggest one is quit looking at the weight you are, because that doesn't have anything to do with where you want to be, right? Anyway, it was great. You can get the replay. It's already up. I just love doing these webinars with Dr. Brodici. He is so schooled and intelligent and full of information for us. So thank you all for being there. And I want you to watch your email for a surprise from me, from a little love surprise from me that you hopefully he will be getting today. Okay, I want to move on to what I want to talk about at the head of the program. So everybody take a breath, because it's kind of a heavy subject. Let's just know that our intention today is to bring in the highest information with the highest knowledge and the highest understanding. Our hearts, our chakras are open. Our heart line is straight, strong, and through the ID point. We are aligned with Source, and here we go. I want to talk to you today about suicide. It's around me everywhere. And when something is around me everywhere, excuse me, I was screaming so much yesterday. My voice is a little hoarse today. When things come into your consciousness, 3, 4, 5 times within a very small time period, you know that that's the universe going, hello, we're knocking on your door. We would like you to look here, please. And so I sat down and I channeled some information around suicide. And then, excuse me, this morning, they actually directed me to go to the dictionary to read the definition. Now, the first one is what you would expect, the intentional taking of one's own life. The second one really hit me between the eyes. Destruction of one's own interests, or prospects. Direction of one's own interests or prospects. And isn't that what a lot of our work is about? Finding out the belief systems and the perspectives and the feelings that we have in our sense memories where we are creating suicide with our own ideas by fighting ourselves. So let me talk about the general suicide here for a minute and the information they gave me here. People, energies who commit suicide are confused about self-creation. They believe that they can never be the God of them, so what's the use? I never will be able to create for myself. I can't create for myself. I am a helpless victim. And they kind of own that because of core belief number 26, which is I have to give myself up to pay for myself. So in order for me having the right to be here, having the right to live, having the right to any kind of success, having the right to creating what I want of me and the things I want to do in my life, I have to give up myself. And suicide, obviously, is the highest form of giving ourselves up, right? They don't let their heart direct their brain. They defer to the mind, which is trained to default back into, I don't know who I am, so I stop trying. If we don't know and accept the responsibility of our own self-creation, we are literally not accepting who we are. And then creation doesn't happen, and then we stop trying to create because we have so much proof that we can't. But we have so much proof that we can't because we have the initial belief, I'm not God, and so I can't. And so I'll stop trying, and then we just create more proof. They close their hearts to themselves, guys. Now, as you know, my father committed suicide, and I understand that moment of choice because I lived it. When you actually, that moment, and it can be a process, of course, but sooner or later you come to the moment where you go, am I going to choose to move on? Am I going to choose to let go of my guilt about this? Right? So if that choice isn't made, they are constantly seeking redemption from their own lack of self-love. It feels like redemption from the guilt of the other person's choice of taking their own life. But it's really, in the very, very, very core of it, an egotistical thing where your ego is saying, no, no, don't choose to love yourself this much. It's not okay. You have to keep paying for it. They keep looking for love in all the wrong places, which is outside of yourself. You can't ever find freedom from the guilt, the responsibility, the false belief that you were in charge of someone else's creation in their life by not loving yourself, right? You can't ever find redemption from that, guys. And you cannot experience self-love because they can't accept how special and powerful they really are, going back to, I'll never be the God of me, so I give up trying. So here's the facts the channel wants you to know about suicide. It's a big lesson that they've chosen to leave and to learn about self-love. Suicide is a big lesson on self-love that they take into their many lifetimes to come. They're also saying, and it was kind of humorous the way they brought this in, screw this, I'm just going to come back and try it again. You know, I ain't getting it right this time. Takes too much energy to turn myself around. I'm just going to, come back and do it again. The channel wants you to know they are free whether you hang on to your guilt or not. They're free. You're not. And I remember having a huge moment when I took EST, the Earhart Seminars training, when they were talking about suicide, and they said, you know, suicide's the final FU to everybody that's left. And why is that? Because they're free, and we're the ones that remain with guilt. The channel wants you to know there's no purgatory or place where they're hanging out paying for what they've done. Doesn't exist. They're free. They're ready to create in a new way. Are you? And lastly, they get the experience of how powerful their choice of creation is by not making it. Let me read that again. They get the experience of how powerful their choices of creation are because they didn't make their choice to create by knowing that they were the creator of themselves. I think that is one really powerful little compact piece of information there they gave us on this subject that seems to be daunting so very many people right now. And again, now I want you to look at the destruction to your own interests or prospects. Where are we all not knowing that we are the God of us so that we stop trying in the creation of what we want, right? Wonderful. So we're claiming right now that we all move on, we let go, we bless any of our loved ones that have made their transition. I just lost one of my closest friends the last 2 weeks. We know they're free. We know they're out there deciding when and how they're going to come back, if they're going to come back in physical form, but they're out there creating. Their energy is creating. And by the way, it's creating, and it's all around you. Remember, we're one big loft, and we're all hanging out together. Is there anything else? No. I just loved that. I loved that information that we were given. Just loved it. I'm hoping that helps set some of you free. And I can go to the calls now. Yes, I can. Let's see. Boy, there's lots of people on the call today. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it because we're into expansion. Oh, Kirk. Hi, sweetheart. Kirk, are you there?
I am. I'm on the road, and I may have just come out of a bad cell area. If it gets too wobbly, I'll call back.
Okay, but, you know, I just shot you an email. I got your email about...
I got it.
Oh, good. He's having all kinds of artistic success with his paintings out there, and I'm just... you know, I'm just thrilled that you have finally embraced your power to be artistic and make money and expand all at the same time, Kirk. I'm just dancing for you.
Thank you.
Well, tell us a little bit about it, what you're doing.
Actually, I'm on the road. I'm heading down to Solomon Islands, Maryland, for an outdoor painting competition. And I did sell a painting yesterday at a fundraiser, so it helped both the fundraising and myself.
Great. Everybody wins. I love it.
And out of respect for sharing my disposition, I'll share some of the story I'm attempting to let go of, or maybe I have let go of it.
You have let go of it. So acknowledge that, you know, guys, you can let go of something, and if you don't acknowledge it, you still kind of keep looking at it. So acknowledge it, Kirk. Yeah, they wanted to know, what do you think the biggest thing was that has moved you on in more success here now? Oh, did we lose you? Ah, well, hopefully he'll call back, because, you know, Kirk, I've worked with Kirk for a long time, and his greatest challenge from my perspective was, and a lot of artists have this, by the way, was I need to be more humble and appreciative, and so I can't make too much money. I am saying BS to that idea, guys. You know, there is nobody nowhere in God's green earth that said they don't want you to make money.
D.
In your art. Yeah.
We have Kirk back. He's already live.
Oh, where are you? There you are. Okay, Kirk. So, yes. So, what's the biggest thing you think you moved through in order to expand into your success, honey?
Focusing on what do I want as opposed to where I am. Or
you
how
bet.
I
dream. Yeah.
And it's a challenge at times to focus on the story you want to create as opposed to the story you seem to be experiencing. Or let me put it in my own terms. I noticed that I was at times feeling more despondent and even desperate, experienced a lot of fear. And I remember in a previous wave of this in my life, how once I moved into trust, how much more comfortable it was. And I realized during this recent period that it's whatever we're focusing on, we attract more of. And I found that I seem to be hearing a lot more desperate stories. And I know that it's almost like a parallel universe. When I step into trust, when I step into knowing, I'm going to see all the other good that's around.
You bet. You bet, because your brain goes, okay, I'm getting a different direction from Kirk now. I'm going to look out into the world and see where people are happy, see where they're being successful, see where they're knowing that they're their own creators and getting out and doing it. You nailed it right on the head, buddy, and I hope everybody's listening, because you guys hear, but you don't oftentimes, well, hold on, I'm being reprimanded here a little bit by the channel. They're saying, no, we are deep in the process now of catching ourselves and turning that focus around. So this is just another affirmation about how it works. And I'm another one, guys. I just, every time I hear one of those little fearful, oh my God, am I going to work again? Because that's the actor's nightmare, and that's the any artist, right? So I just go, hey, I'm the creator of me, and I'm going to feel love about doing these movies and all this stuff that I want to do and expanding my healing work and all this stuff. So thank you, Kirk, and thank you for that testimonial and that information, and thank you for getting you out into the world, because you are one special person and your art is just magnificent. So congratulations, honey.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks for calling in. So great to hear from him again. We're going to Miss Melanie in North Carolina. Hi, sweetheart. You're
Hi.
On.
Hi there.
Hi.
I wanted to talk about fear.
Yes.
And fear just in my face, showing me that it's bigger than me. And
oh, well, stop there. Stop there.
Yeah.
Because that's a false statement that you just made.
Yeah, I know it is.
See, well, let me tell you why fear feels bigger than you. Because you're not handling your fear. As soon
as
you look,
it's handling me badly.
Well, but baby, look, it's handling you because you're letting it. Fear, you know, isn't real. So, back to what they were talking about earlier, you have to know that you are the creation of you. And if you don't like the fear, then you better bloody get on top of it and go, this is BS. I'm not doing this to me anymore. I love me too much. So what are you afraid of, Melanie?
Well, the fear is screaming at me that I'm not able. I cannot make good choices for myself and keeping myself safe.
Okay, well, Melanie, if you can't, who's going to do it?
Yeah.
Who are you waiting for to save you from this fear?
Right. Right.
Well, okay. So you're at the end of your choices, dude. I'm going to be.
I am. I feel that.
Really? Tough love here. They want to know what the greatest fear in your life is.
Greatest fear in my life is,
yeah, is it money?
Is well, it's all of it. Money, health, being out in the world is my greatest fear. Being out and being exposed.
Okay, stop there.
Pain.
That's what they need to know. Okay, so if you're in fear of being out in the world and being seen, you can't make money. You're going to be under so much stress, it's going to affect your health. Right? So.
Yeah.
That's the fear you have to deal with. So we're going back to 3 years old with your mother, and they're saying they want to know right now, are you willing to choose to be free before we go any further?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
If not, I'll die.
Now, you see, we were really positive, and then you had to bring back the negative in again. That's part of how you keep creating your fear. I want you to get clear about what you just did.
Okay.
Okay.
I did. I went right to the scariest place.
Well, so stop it, Melanie. You know what you're doing, so stop it, baby. Okay. So my greatest fear is to be out in the world and be seen. What happened around 2, 3, or 4 with your mother?
Somehow she chose my father over me. Somehow she abandoned me.
So stop right there. What belief do you think you would have created at that time when you were that little girl?
Well, that I have no value and I was too little to keep myself safe.
Exactly. Is that true right now?
No.
Okay.
No.
So it's a fact that all those things that are running you from when you were 2, 3, or 4 years old have nothing to do with the reality of where you are today. You would agree with that, right?
Yes.
Okay. And yet, you're still allowing it to run you. correct?
I am. I know that.
Okay. So every time you have a thought of, I can't get out in the world, I'm not safe in the world, they're saying they would love for you, before you get up every morning, to go to your love place. Do you listen to the show? Do you know what I'm talking about when I refer to the love place?
I do.
Okay. To go to your love place and really expand that feeling of love throughout your body and your energy, and go, in this day today, I choose to know I'm safe, to be seen and heard, and I am safe in my own creation. That's all they want you to do for the next week, is just live there as much as you can. Make sure you go to your love place first, because we've got to train your brain and your sense memory now to associate love and Melanie coming through for herself with being seen and being out in the world. And they're saying, it's not going to take you very long, Melanie. It's not going to take you very long at all to turn this around, but you've got to do it. You've really got to do it. Within 2 weeks, they said, you can feel a huge shift about your empowerment in this world. But they are urging you as many times a day as you can find to sit down, go to your love place, and go, oh, this is what it feels like, and I am committed to knowing and being safe in this world and getting out in this world and knowing the universe takes care of me. I mean, you got on this call, didn't you?
Yes, by impulse, I remembered it might be your show, and usually somehow I block myself to not remembering till the show's over, but today, I did remember and
okay.
I did come through for myself.
So you see, yes, and that's exactly how creation works. Oh, before I would screw myself up, somehow
yep.
I can't do that anymore. I'm at the end. I've got to move on this. Oh, look at me. I created being on the show.
Yes.
You're so
and
close.
And all of life,
Melanie, works that way. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So for the next week, you're going to really play with this exercise, right?
In my love place.
Yep.
And safe my creation.
Yeah, and I'm safe in the world, and I'm out in the world, and I'm seen in the world, and it feels like this love. Isn't that cool? All right. I expect to hear from you next week, dude. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
You bet. Miss Shirley in Paris. Oh, my God.
Hi,
Paris.
Oh, my
Hi,
God.
Darling.
I got through.
You
How
did.
You?
I'm great.
Yes. I listen to you all the time. You know that. And I love everybody on the show. So, hi, everybody. Dee, I need your help. I need the channel's help. I have been working for the last couple of years, creating myself, working on myself, and
yep.
I wanted to make more money. So it took me a whole year, 11 months, but I became a female driver. And it's giving me a lot of flexibility for my son, you know, so I can care for him and be there for his sessions. And because I'm still working at the hospital and have time, and I go on vacation, I come and I place my documents before I go on vacation. I cannot find them. They are all the documents for driving my car, to do my chauffeur business, everything. And I'm saying to myself, I had a fabulous month and a half. I'm driving. I started driving in July. I'm getting great reviews. Everybody loves me. I'm in the flow. The money's coming in. I'm not worried about anything. I say
okay.
when I'm driving, I know I'm in the right place. And I'm
okay.
wondering, why am I shooting myself in the foot?
Well,
I feel like I'm in the eye of the storm.
Okay,
right now.
Guys, this is how
yeah.
it works. You know,
yeah.
we get out
I know.
And we start expanding, and then we go, oh, shit, I remember this buried belief that I have.
Yes.
that and we pull ourselves back. So there's a big pony here, Shirley and Melanie
yes.
and everybody. this is where the ponies are. So if we really want to expand big time, we have to find the ponies. And sometimes we still believe we have to find the pile of poo in order to find the pony. So we're going to a core belief. Hang on, not this page. Here. Okay. All those words are the highest, most correct. I don't think I have enough energy to do this. So tell me, can you find fleeting thoughts that you've had where you go, oh, everything's going so well, but I'm tired. I just don't know if I can keep all this up or anything like that. Can you find any of those thoughts that, and they may have flitted through without you hardly even knowing it?
No, I've taken on a hell of a lot. I'm in the choir. I'm working half time. Then I started this business. I have my son and his sessions, his school, and then his activities. And then I have two stepchildren and their activities.
Okay, well, stop.
And then my husband. So
stop.
You know what? I've taken on
surely.
A lot.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's what's at the core of you kind of tripping yourself up here. Now, what I want, because everybody experiences this in our life, we start creating and then we go, oh my God, please give me a day off, right? So
yes.
I want you to know, and this will bring you back all the time, guys, realize that you have chosen to do all this. It has not been put upon you. It has not been not been ordered by some energy outside of yourself. You
right.
have chosen to create all of these personal and business things in your life, Shirley. Now what you have to choose is a balance. That's what you want to focus on, that
right.
I'm doing all the things that I love to do. I'm making the money now. I've expanded. Now I'm very clear that I am directing me to hold it all in balance. Look, guys, all we are energy. That's all we are. So we have enough energy. And we have to manage our energy in a balanced way so we don't go into overwhelm. So that is the core of why you're tripping yourself up. Now, I always hesitate to do this, but they're pushing me to do this. Do you have an office in your house?
I have a secretary, one of those folded, old-fashioned French,
Well, it's around that area somewhere. Showing me a stack of papers. Whatever you're looking for is around that area, but it's in a big stack of papers, and you're going to have to go paper by paper.
Okay, because I've been working on this for 3 weeks.
Have you looked there? Where I'm talking about.
I have, but I'll look again. I obviously, because I don't understand why. I didn't understand why I wasn't remembering. That was it. It was that.
Because
that was
you were trying to slow yourself down subconsciously.
Okay.
So that you would have enough energy to do everything. But you do have, you see, you said it yourself. It gives you so much freedom to do this because you can go, no, I'm not going to drive today. I want a day off.
Right.
But you have to give yourself the right to do that, Shirley, if you're going to keep it all in balance.
Well,
okay?
Just to let you know, my job told me that they're releasing me. They're restructuring, and so I'll be free to do lots of things that I want to do. So
take that in, and that, by the way, is a good creation. That's going to be positive.
No, I think it is. I think it really is. It was just a shock, but in the beginning, it's like, I'm going out there.
It's part of you creating what you want to do in a more free way, okay?
Okay.
Thank you,
okay.
baby.
Excellent.
Let
yeah,
me know.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Email
thank
me.
You,
email
yes,
me
we'll
if
do.
You find that or when you find it. Thank you.
All right. Super duper.
All right, baby. We're going to Kimmy. How'd you like that webinar, Kim?
That was great. That was so informative.
Yeah. Doesn't he have a lot of information, man?
Oh, yeah, he does. And
yeah.
I still had more questions, but it's like, okay, just the one question you're curious about. So,
well, he said for the people who were on the webinar, if they ran up to a really important question or something with their health or something, email me and I will send it on to him and he will try and answer you.
Oh, it was more about weight stuff. So, but I do remember that and I'll keep that in mind.
So why are you calling today, baby?
Okay. A success for Kim. Last week, I thought I would, this is a real short story. I thought I'd be proactive and talk to the VP about how I'm doing at work. She said some good things and some things that she noticed. She said I don't have confidence and I'm not able to do more than one thing at a time. I've kept asking for work and I'm like, I got really upset about that and went into the toilet. And then the next day, I'd wait for work because I probably was still upset about everything. And I talked to this one guy at work who's so gracious to me. I told him what's going on. And he said, are you sure that's accurate? Are those her perceptions or the people that you truly support, are those their perceptions? I don't know. You
well,
need to find out.
My question to you is, what's your perception? And your perception is that the highest words are, I'm not enough.
Okay.
Okay. So if you're not enough, you're going to keep asking for people to tell you that you are, Kim. And when they don't, you're going to get upset. Because inside you're going to go, well, I freaking knew that.
Yeah.
I wanted you to tell me what I didn't know. And they can't tell you what you don't know because they're a mirror to you.
Exactly.
Okay. So you have come, and this is from the channel, you have come so far in turning yourself around. I mean, unbelievably far, they're saying. This is one of the big last ponies. I'm enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enough. I'm so enough that I can do three things at the same time. That's how enough I am. So
mm-hmm.
it all comes back to that. And your question about weight comes back to that, too. So what was your question about weight? Because I'm interested in how that corresponds.
From the show or right now?
Well, right now.
Okay. I don't know. I'll just start blabbing away.
You said you had another question, Kim, from the weight loss webinar. So what was it?
You know, Doc was talking about, you know, menopause and all that and putting on weight. It seems like, you know, I've been putting on weight a little bit more now, but I also know, too, I'm not as, because I, you know, used to do stocking and very physical job, and now I'm sitting in an office, so I know where that pretty
yeah,
much came
okay.
from.
Yeah, okay. So you're not putting out as much as you're taking in.
Yeah.
And doesn't that go back to, I'm not enough. I don't
yes.
have enough to give. I don't have enough to put out. I don't have enough energy to handle all these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but what I want to take in is people telling me that I am and that I do. But they can't do that. Guys, the universe will only match what you know and believe about yourself. So love place plus I am enough equals shift in Kim.
And the success is I've been really focusing on that.
Well, yes, and you have to be enough in order to handle success. It's all
yes.
tied. That's the hub of the wheel, is I'm enough.
Mm-hmm.
And probably for all of us, because when the channel's going, what do you mean probably? Because when we know we're enough, we know that we're our own creators.
Mm-hmm.
And there
yes.
can't be then any way that we can't have enough of ourselves to do what we want to do. I don't know if Beverly's on the call, but Beverly, they just flashed your name. I know I'm enough, so I always have enough energy. I know I have enough talent. I know I have enough focus to do three things at once. I know that I'm enough. So I'm inviting everybody else to know I'm enough too. Great. Wow, am I glad I took your call, Kim.
Yeah, me too. Thank you.
All right, so now you know you got to do it.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
You got to play the game and start. They gave you real specific, simple things to do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Guys, I want to remind you of one of the most, you know, I've got a whole thing on the website about empowerment exercises. One of the most fun, empowering exercises you can do is to jump up and down while you're moving your hands in front of you and go, I'm so happy I'm enough. I'm so happy I know I'm enough. I'm so happy I know I'm enough and I'm enough and I'm enough. It connects you mentally, physically, spiritually. Your brain says, okay, you've got the joy and love going for you to shift those synapses. It's so easy and fun to do that exercise. Whatever you're working on, use it. Maria in San Francisco, you're on, babe.
Good morning. Thank you very much for taking my call. This
you're
means
welcome,
everything
darling.
Me. It's nice to talk to you again. So everything is resonating with me. The enough is hitting close to my heart, which I so greatly appreciate. The slow suicide is what I've been doing, and everyone is always asking me, are you suicidal? And I get angry because I'm like, well, what are you doing to help me? I'm like, there's different ways of being suicidal, and I'm trying to go back to work. And this last week, I had a really serious, stressful experience, one of the worst I've had, where I went to help someone for a job, and by the second day, I was so overwhelmed, I felt with this person's negative energy or the whole experience to where I felt I was collapsing, basically. I was just
okay,
so...
stop.
Okay.
Okay. So, Maria.
Yeah.
Person I love. They want to ask you, if you are the creator of yourself, if you're in charge of your own energy, if you get to pick the responses and the thought patterns and the actions for yourself, why would you allow yourself to react so violently to someone else? Because then they're creating you, you're not creating you. And they also wanted to stop you when you said, well, what are you doing to help me? And the channel said, what are you doing to help yourself?
Right.
Okay. So allowing yourself to go into reaction and stuff like that, and I'm talking to myself and everybody when I'm talking to you,
mm-hmm.
because we all oftentimes react before we remember that's a part of our creation. Right? But it all comes back to, again, what they talked about in the first hour, Maria, which is self-love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So your focus, your intention, your commitment, and your experience has to be completely focused on self-love now. every morning before you get out of bed, guys, because once you get out of bed, the world takes over. You've got to start setting and directing your energy before you get out of bed. I'm going to my love place. I'm saying in this day today, my intention is to remind me of this love place and to remind me to love myself more and more and more. I'm directing my brain to look out today and go, where are all the places I can experience loving me more? Now, I know you have not done that because I'm testing it. So if we don't take time to work and direct our own energy, guys, our brain doesn't know where to focus, and it will always default on the old victim fear BS stuff that we think is a reality. And I want to go back to something Kirk said at the beginning of the call that they reminded me. I think I got this from John Assaraf's program, that your present circumstances have nothing to do with what you want to create. Let me say that again. Your present circumstances have nothing to do with what you want to create. So quit focusing on your present circumstances and focus on the joy of the creation of what you want. Is this giving you some guidance, I hope, Maria?
Yes. I thought I was taking steps in the morning, but I'll make it more clear. I felt maybe I was taking on other people's energy, and then
No, you can't do that. That's a misnomer. Okay. You can't take on anybody else's energy unless you give yourself permission to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the place that you're falling out of is you are, and this is the problem with affirmations and all the stuff that we hear in the spiritual healing world, the self-help world, is you're not going into the experience of love and joy before you do your affirmations or direct your life. It's not just words. It's not like a teacher getting up and going, okay, this is how you have to do the test today. The more you can experience love and joy while you put it together with what you want, the quicker things turn around, guys. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So that's your great pony for this week. Go into feeling love and joy as much as you can, and then you direct your life knowing you're safe and secure in the world because you're creating your own energy. And as soon as you feel like you're going into reaction about something, stop, 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 and go and pull back, become objective, and go, I'm not doing this. I'm defaulting here into an old pattern. I don't have to go into the old pattern. I'm not going into the old pattern. And let me find the love again. And it won't take you very long, guys, to turn around, but you got to do it. Thank you, sweetheart. You can do this, Maria.
Okay. I'm still confused, but okay, I'll go from here.
Well, listen back to the call again and tell yourself that I understand. Tell yourself, yeah, you see, because the more you keep saying, I'm confused, I don't get it, the more your brain will look for how you're not getting it. So you've got to direct yourself first toward what you want. I understand, and I get it all, and I can do this.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Okay, Phyllis, what's up?
Hey, Dan. I think you're going to call me. My first reaction to what you were talking about was like, no shit. well, basically my mother committed suicide, what she was doing, and my brother basically attempted suicide in an ICU right now. So everything he said at the beginning was just fantastic to hear.
Good.
So,
and you've got to let them go, Phyllis.
Well, can I ask a specific question?
Yeah.
Because what's going on is my sister's had enough of this. She's been dealing with these people more than I have. And so she's just like, I don't even know if I'm going to go visit my brother. And, I'm just thinking, too, my brother doesn't want to be here. What are we supposed to do, trying to save him? He's just out of
it. No, not at all.
No.
You're supposed to love him in his journey. Love him in his journey. And part of his journey is letting go and getting out of here.
Yeah, exactly what you said, because I had a long talk with him, when I was there in June. You can restart your life. His attitude was, my life's over. Screwed it up.
Yeah.
So exactly what you said. Exactly what you said.
And there is nothing you can do to save him. But you can not judge him, accept him, and love him through this finality of his journey.
Okay, so more specifically, I just want to get clarity, because I'm going there tonight. My sister and I just want to be done with this house, and his girlfriend, his redneck white trash, no teeth girlfriend, is telling us we can't take his stuff or touch his stuff or move his stuff out of the house. But, he's been under sedation for like
Phyllis,
2-3 weeks. Yeah, what?
Phyllis?
Yeah.
First of all, take a breath, because you're really plugged in. You can hear that in your voice. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The truth is, she does not have any say within the family. Is that a truth? Okay.
Yeah.
So don't get plugged in. You see, you're in reaction to her, and she has no power, but you're giving her power through your reaction.
Okay. I'll just go there and see what happens. Just when I tried to call before,
no,
3 weeks
ago. No,
you
don't just go there and see what happens. You direct what you want to happen.
Right. And I feel I've done that. I'm just frustrated because the police are just very passive in all of this.
No, you're frustrated because you're torn. You feel morally torn.
Yeah.
And that's what we are all raised with, guys, is this guilt over death. That we're supposed to feel guilty about everybody else's death. And everybody has a right to leave, whether they're a day old or 110, whether it's by suicide or sickness or dementia or whatever. Everybody gets to choose their experience. And anybody that has a parent that has had dementia, or Alzheimer's, you've had that experience. There's nothing you can do to get their cognitive awareness back, but you can be there and love them and keep them comfortable until they finally leave. So be at peace with that, because you're creating your own torment right now, Phyllis.
Yeah, I am. I know.
Okay, well, stop it. Everybody go back and watch Bob Newhart Stop It again, please. Pull up what your issue is and go, I just feel like I can't do this, and this is running me, and this fear is running me. Go watch that. Once you get clear about that, you'll get it. If you don't get it from me, you'll get it from that, because you'll laugh about it, and laughter always. But you're fine, Phyllis, but you cannot, and your sister, too. It's the guilt that you have for doing what you know you need to do for yourself.
Yeah.
You don't have to give yourself up to take care of yourself. You have to come through for yourself to take care of yourself. Okay, guys? That's the message of the show. I always come through for me to take care of who I am, to be the creator of me. All right, baby. That's your answer.
Okay, thanks,
Dee. Remember it. Oh, my gosh. I thought I was going to get through everybody, but we didn't quite make it. Wow. What a show. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Okay. I love you guys. Wow, what a show. So look for your mail. There's a little love offering coming out to you for me. Have not been given what the next webinar is going to be about, but I can assure you we will have one in October. Maybe we'll do it on fear. You know, they just showed me Halloween and a bunch of like the clowns and all that stuff. Yeah, I think it just came in. I think we're going to do it on fear, because what did we hear most of today? Fear, in one form or another. It was all about fear. Well, thanks. Thanks, guys, for helping me bring in the next webinar. And until we meet again, gosh, go be empowered, will you? I can't tell you the freedom on the other side when you let yourself be empowered. Love yourselves and love yourselves and love yourselves and empower yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.